Would you pray with me? O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts prove to be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Well, today we stand at the door of the Thanksgiving holiday. Food, family, fun, and football. Definitely for many of us, Thanksgiving is our favorite holiday. And of course, with Thanksgiving, there comes traditions for all of our families. What are some of your traditions? Maybe in your home, it's a tradition to have a couple of the kids or grandkids yank at the wishbone, and the winner gets the Thanksgiving wish. Or maybe in your home, you make it a very big deal, one of the most important rites of passage in a young person's life. Maybe this is the year when one of the kids or grandkids will be elevated from the kiddie table and finally given a place at the big people's table. Maybe you make a big deal out of that. Remember how that felt? Or maybe your Thanksgiving tradition includes a specific recipe for a dish that's been passed on from one generation to the next. All of us have some traditions that go with Thanksgiving. My in-laws are snowbirds, and what that means is that every year they tend to leave for Florida a couple days earlier than the year before, and then they come home a couple days later. It seems to be growing time in the Sunshine State. So for the last few years, we've hosted Thanksgiving at my house. But when we had Thanksgiving at the farm, Kim's parents, I remember my mother-in-law was trying to institute a new family tradition that, frankly, I found a little bit awkward. A few years ago, it was probably more than that, maybe like 10 years ago, she announced before the prayer in the meal that we needed to take a moment, everyone in the family, to express something that you're thankful for. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just kind of, I don't know, maybe it's a guy thing, sort of showing your emotions, particularly in front of your sister-in-laws and brother-in-laws, but and you can't, when it comes to you, you can't say pass. That wouldn't go over well. Next. So I usually hit the easy button on that. What I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for my health, and I'm thankful for all of you. Next. You know, keep it shallow kind of deal. Well, this year, if we were to try to reinstitute that struggling family tradition, this year, if you were to ask me what you are thankful for, do I have some stories to share? Do I have some pictures to show? I am thankful for friends who would literally raise the roof in order to get me to Jesus. I am thankful for these friends this year. My life went sideways on the Tuesday before Labor Day. It started out as a great day. It was my last day in the office before a little mini vacation that was going to extend over the Labor Day weekend, and actually one of the last acts in the office before I turned out the light was to print out the Cleveland Indian tickets that I had won at the United Methodist Women's Auction the year before. The plan was for the spend time in Cleveland that weekend, time with my family, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Sunday we were going to see the tribe. Had it all planned, going to eat out, it's going to be, you know, fun. Well, when I arrived home, I took off the uniform of a male suburban pastor, which consists of khakis, a collared shirt, and a blue blazer. And I put on some shorts, T-shirts, some really soft socks, and my favorite Birkenstocks. And then Kim and the boys had already eaten, so she left the taco stuff out for me. So I filled up a big plate of tacos, heading to the basement, probably to watch the Cleveland Indians. And then there was that third proverbial step. I wish I had a better story on how this injury happened to me, but it was that old third proverbial step. I don't know exactly what happened. Socks went one way, Birkenstock went the other, and a ankle was shattered. I fell down the last few steps, and when I put my feet in the air, I looked at my foot, and it was pointing this way. I'm like, it usually shouldn't be pointing that way. Now, all the rest is a cloud from this point. I don't know how I made it back up the stairs. And when I made it up the stairs, everyone knew in the house that I was now injured. I'm sure I probably said some things I'm not too proud of today. I don't remember what I said. But with my pain at a level 10, when Kim said, well, we need to call an ambulance, even though my pain was at level 10, the thought of paying for an ambulance moved that pain to 12. And I said, absolutely not. Give me those crutches downstairs. All I got to do is make it to the car and you can drive me to the emergency room. Does anyone want to argue that males are the lower life form? I mean, really? It's really amazing. If you make it to 45 as a man, you know, check it off. I mean, we just do stupid things like that. And well, I took the crutches, and there's a big step out of my house into the porch, and I didn't make the step. I fell face first on my porch, and next thing I remember are the ambulance lights, and then the joy juice. Thank God for the joy juice they gave me right there on the patio. And oh, again, it was a blur that night. They had to pull my ankle back, and then 48 hours later, the big surgery, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. About 10 days later, there was a setback. I had to be hospitalized for blood clots because when the doctor says you need to keep that elevated, they mean you need to keep that elevated. But I'll spare you all the gory details. It's been a very, very long fall. But by the grace of God, every day, new steps, every day, a little bit more strengthening. What I am thankful for this Thanksgiving is for all the hands that were placed on my stretcher during this season. What I want to thank God for are the hands of friends who literally lifted sod and reeds to make a hole in the roof for me. What I'm thankful for are friends who plotted, asking, how can we get our pastor, how can we get our friend into the comforting presence of Jesus, the healer? Time forbids me today from sharing all the names of my friends who got me through the roof to Jesus. Time forbids me from telling you all the stories of care that I've been the recipient of, and there are many. First, I want to thank all who have whispered my name and the name of my family in prayer over these months. So many in this church and so many friends beyond this church. If there is a blessing which comes with major trauma in your life, it is the experience of knowing that you are truly being prayed for. Know that you are being lifted to the throne of God by the power of intercessory prayer. There are no words to articulate this feeling of knowing you're being prayed for. There is just a knowing. Sometimes it takes being placed on your back to know that we are all truly interconnected in a gorgeous web of mutuality formed by the Creator. For these connections, one to another, these spiritual connections that we have with one another, I am thankful. For all who offered a prayer, thank you. It made a world of difference for me and my family. Second, I want to thank all who blessed us with the gift of food. As a pastor, so often I have offered this service to people in the church when someone is ill, they have a surgery, they're welcoming home a child, or maybe grieving the loss of a spouse. But I can't tell you what the practical value of the difference that it makes. Let me also report that when you make food for somebody else within this circle of friends or a neighbor of yours, it is okay to bring chicken casserole. It was funny how many people would walk through my door and the first thing they would say is, I am bringing you this, and I am not bringing you chicken casserole because I know you must be sick of chicken casserole. To be honest with you, hearing about chicken casserole so much, I began to hanker for it. I don't think I had any chicken casserole. Let me tell you, Epworth, it is time for a renaissance of the chicken casserole. It's okay to bring it. By preparing and sharing food with others, it not only relieves a burden, it not only nourishes bodies. Food that is shared is sacramental. It is a sign of the caring presence of the divine at work to take that which is broken and make it whole again. Every other day, my house was blessed by the visit of another priest, offering a gift that signals the presence of a healing God. You nourish not only body, but soul as well. For all the friends who offered food, a sacrament, thank you. And thanks to Carol Barty for organizing this effort in very Methodist, methodical fashion. The list can go on of people who put their hand to the stretcher. Friends who offered rides, friends who offered medical devices, friends who visited in the hospital, friends that sent cards or placed calls. It was a blessing, it is a blessing, to be a part of a congregation that is home to so many healthcare providers. I can't thank enough my friend Dr. Jerry Sutherland, a retired orthopedic surgeon. During the first weeks of my injury, he would stop by my home every day to check on his patient. Who knew that doctors, even retired ones, still made house calls? He went with me, transported me to a number of doctor's appointments. Matter of fact, he was the mentor teacher to my surgeon. He waited with me for hours in the emergency room before my hospitalization for blood clots. Dr. Sutherland was the one who lifted my stretcher to the roof. Heavy lifting indeed. And along the way, you discover on a healing journey that there are silver linings to be found. One of the blessings is the opportunity to make connection with new friends. Just as I am sure that there were people outside the house who put a hand on the paralytic stretcher, there have been new friends to be made in this new season. Bill Hartman, another member of our church, is a physical therapist that has taken so much time to explain the wonders, the healing properties of the body, and he has given me confidence to take new steps each and every day. The best part of PT isn't the turning and the twisting. It's time with Bill. Finally, I thank God for my very best friend, my wife Kim, who has provided hours of practical care while continuing her teaching career and mothering our two sons. No one lifted more than Kim. I stand today as a blessed man to call her my partner for life. After journeying through this painful and humbling experience, I don't think that I'm ever going to approach ministry quite the same, and I know that I'm no longer going to hear this story in Mark's gospel about the paralytic the same. I always thought in this story that it was about getting the man to Jesus any way possible. You have to get him in the house, and once he's in the house, he's with Jesus. But the way I see it now is that the Christ was present to the man and the journey to get into the house. The healing Christ was with the friends who carried him there. The encouraging Christ was within the friends as they sweated and exerted incredible energy to get him to the rooftop. The determined Christ was present as fingernails scratched away at sod, as a circle of friends found a way when there was no way. Whenever you receive a little help from your friends, you receive a lot of help from your friend, Jesus. So on this Thanksgiving Sunday, let's think about the help that we have received via our friends in the past or maybe very recently. Let us thank God for our circle of friends, and especially this community of friends we call Epworth Church. Whether we realize it or not, when we were helped by a friend who offered a listening ear, who prepared a meal, who said a prayer, who lent a hand, even one who knocked a hole in the roof, we were in the presence of the living Christ. For this, I say with you, thanks be to God and happy Thanksgiving. Let's pray together.
Holy One, we remember in John's Gospel in Jesus' farewell discourse on the night before he saved the world, that Jesus turned to his friends, his disciples, and said, I no longer call you servants, but instead I call you friends. Thank you for the friendship that we enjoy with Jesus Christ. And that friendship made real, manifest in the friends that encircle us. In this moment of prayer, we see the faces and we hear the names of people that have shown us the face of Christ. In this moment of silence, we name them before you with gratitude. Holy One, thank you for the people in our lives. Thank you for the eternal presence of the living Christ in them. Amen.